Father of mine, tell me where have you been? You know I just close my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day.
Yeah, welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is Father's Day. Get out and celebrate in your neighborhood, your backyard, at the cottage, wherever you are, because this is a traditional grilling weekend. Ladies, if you're listening out there, we're going to have some tips here coming up about some last-minute gifts you can get that old man in your world, and will make him happy and ultimately make you eat a little bit better. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's a great idea, Jop, and there's lots of fathers out there. We want to wish you all a happy Father's Day, and thanks for joining us. We're honored to have you in our presence. And I mentioned this fellow that goes out to his garage. He was older than me in high school, but his name is Tom Tavis. He listens on WUPS, 98.5 UPS. And I got to run into him at Chase Creek. Chase Creek just sent us a bunch of pictures from our fundraiser up there, so I want to put those on the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
And on the website, because that was still like a pretty awesome event, and we sure appreciate the good folks at the Chase Creek Smokehouse in Chase, Michigan.
Well, they helped us raise over $5,000 for Operation
like
GI Barbecue
in
one windy, cold, rainy day. I mean, it was amazing.
They pulled it off, and we kind of helped them too because they had the largest turnout in the dining room they've ever had.
Good.
So that's cool.
Good. That's awesome.
So speaking of great turnouts, that is not even a good segue there. There's a fellow on the live line named John Niedermeyer. He's the founder of Brewery Terra Firma. Welcome to the Grilling Guys, John.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
Well, I got to tell you, while we got the show going in the first segment, we opened up one of your Sun Cups. Your awesome sales rep dropped him off with me.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to say that we can't even talk about the Sun Cup now because it's all gone.
Well, you know, we have plenty more, so we can certainly get some more of that. But that's a great beer for grilling, and also great for marinating fish and stuff.
Yeah, well, it's really tasty. And just next time, send a barrel, okay?
Yeah, we might have to. We can make that happen.
So, John, this is Jop. Sun Cup Lemon Wheat. Mm-hmm. It screams chick beer, but it's not.
No.
No, it's really not. And actually, we like to serve it a lot here in our tap room with some coarsely crushed Malabar Island black pepper, and we sprinkle it on the top of the beer or in the bottom of the glass, and then pour the beer on top of it, and you get the floor show of the chunks of the black pepper rising up and down, getting picked up by the CO2, and it gives you that black pepper in the nose, and then the citrusy orange tang or a lemon tang, and boy, it's pretty wonderful on a hot day, I got to tell you.
Well, that's exactly where I was thinking this thing belongs, is next to a beach or a pool in a nice frosty mug, because that's summertime beer right there, baby. That's really excellent, and I would tell you, I wouldn't even take the pepper. Just the way it is spectacular. Kudos.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great summer beer around here, and we've got three summer beers. We're releasing our big summer beer actually today, a day early, and I wish that had been finished product to send you some of that too, but that's called Beehive Honey Blonde, and that's another good outdoor grilling beer.
All grilling guys love blondes.
All right, so I'm pretty sure that anyone you got on your list is a good outdoor grilling beer. I mean, that's just kind of how
I'm
rolling.
I'm a big griller. I do a lot of grilling. I grill all year round, and every single week, almost a daily basis. So this is a great opportunity to talk with fellow grill freaks.
Yeah,
we are freaks for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we because we blew through the lemon wheat, we had to step up to your education ale, which is Bob's holding the cooler right dear to his chest. I can't see what's in there.
When I was a kid, there was a phrase that used to go around. People would say, "Crime in Italy."
Yeah.
This is called Little Italy.
Right. Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, Little Italy. We that's a really good food beer. And that's one of our three summer beers that we put out, although we don't necessarily have that out all summer long, but But that beer actually was originally brewed years and years ago as my kind of tribute to late summer when we start getting tomatoes ripening. But we actually released it when we opened Terra Firma in the springtime, and now it's become something that people expect around spring.
I don't want to blow your recipe, but is there just a touch of tarragon or something in there?
Nope. Actually, it's really just California sweet basil. There's some basil. Local honey in it, and a little bit of oats. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but no, the spice is really all basil.
Almost an amber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually kind of coppery.
Yeah.
Dark copper colored. But that's a great beer for, that's another great one for marinating chicken in and just about anything you can think of, Italian food and tomatoes and.
Might even work with pizza, huh?
Oh, man, let me tell you.
There again, hard to go wrong with beer and pizza, I'm just saying,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's no way to go wrong with beer and pizza. But that one is, people drive out of their way for a pint of that and a slice of pizza.
Criminately.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with John Niedermeyer, who is the founder of Brewery Terra Firma. And John, tell us a little bit about where you're at if our listeners don't know.
We are Michigan's first agricultural brewery, so we're actually on a 10-acre farm 10 minutes south of downtown Traverse City on Hartman Road in between US 31 and Cass Road, for those that are familiar with the area. So
right along the Boardman River then.
Yep, right stone throw from the Boardman River.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you're building. I watched you guys from the beginning, and I'm sorry to say I have not made it up there yet. I just don't get to TC as much as I used to, but
right.
Now I have another excuse to go.
Well, you'll have to, because that's only a sample of what we've got. I think we've got 17 beers on tap here in the tap room. We're a production facility, so all the, you know, the vast majority of the beer we produce goes out the loading dock, and we sell it in every county in the state of Michigan. So if you're wherever you are, if you're in a, stop into your local tavern and ask them to put some BTF on tap, and they will do that for you.
So you're canning?
We can one of our flagship products right now. We will continue to add more to our product line, but our Manitou Amber Ale, which was actually one of the very first microbrews in Michigan back in the day, it was actually produced at Travers Brewing Company, where I worked for over 10 years.
I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the only one we can at the moment, but we do sell that throughout the state.
That's awesome. So go to breweryterrafirma.com. Check these guys out. The next one we're going to taste here, by the looks of it, says Ancho, and I'm pretty excited to try that.
Yeah, that's we're running low on that. That is a specialty porter that we do. It's called Ancho Chili Dutch Double Chocolate Porter.
Wow.
And that beer is really is all about food. It's a it has chocolate malt, Dutch chocolate, as well as dried ancho chilies, a little bit of coriander, and a variety of other malts that are in there. That is a beer that's really designed to kind of exploit the wonderful relationship that chilies have with chocolate without it being a hot beer. It's not like it's not like some of those are just
right.
Over the ghost chilies.
Right.
And holy cow.
Okay, John, going to put you on the spot, but I'm sure not really. What do you like that beer with when you're standing at your grill? You're going to put something on the grill and have that beer. What do you want, man?
That really stands up well to, say, pulled pork. Anything that you grill smoke goes really well with that. And you can also take it and put it in the kitchen in a saucepan and add some brown sugar and reduce it down. It makes an absolutely amazing reduction sauce for like ice cream and brownies and dessert.
Beer and ice cream.
All I can
man.
Say is I wish I had a bigger jug of it then, because I got to smoke 30 butts tonight, and that would have kept me nice company. But now
well,
I have a good reason
sales,
to come up and see you.
Our sales guy is down there every week, so you know we can make that happen.
I should give him my home address.
He's on Bob speed dial.
You want to be real nice to him.
Yeah, nice fella. So, awful nice to talk to you on the phone. We're looking forward to meeting you and get up there and have some fun in Traverse City. It's John Niedermeyer, founder of Brewery Terra Firma. Congratulations, son. You have done a splendid job with this business because the word is good, brother.
Awesome. Happy to do it.
You are Grilling Guys approved, and the stickers are going to be up in your tap room next week.
Sounds good. Bring us some of that pork butt.
All right. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Great dude. Even better beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Really good.
Beer. That was a shocker. You know, it's a new beer for me, and you always feel like you're taking a bit of a risk.
Always.
That very first taste of Sun Cup, I'm like, okay, this guy knows his stuff. It's the Grilling Guys. It's Father's Day weekend.
Stick with us. We'll be back.